Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Giesen. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bruce Giesen. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Greg Gross. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Milbourn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. And now, play ball. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a line drive towards first. Stargell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gross. Parker reaches second base with a double. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Parker moves to third. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan takes first base on ball four. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Parker scores. Sanguillan moves to second. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bruce Giesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giesen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to third for the out. Tavares moves to second. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by May for a passed ball. Tavares moves to third. Giesen moves to second. Renny Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stennett hits a fly ball into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zisk, who is chasing the ball. Cabell reaches third base with a triple. May goes all the way around to score. It's Pirates, 1, Astros, 1. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cabell scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Astros. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates 1. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. Cedeno hits a line drive into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Parker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gross, who is chasing the ball. Parker reaches third base with a triple. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker has Parker trapped. There's the throw to Rader and over to May, who tags Parker for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a line drive towards short. Tavares reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops it up and throws to first, with Keeson covering, for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Keeson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeson is 0-for-1 in the game. Keeson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Milburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Stennett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gross. Stennett reaches second base with a double. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0-for-1 in the game. Dierker bunts towards the mound. Keeson fields it and throws to first for the out. Milburn moves to second. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milburn scores. It's 3-1, Astros. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Parker hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Metzger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 1. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. Cedeno hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Oliver chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Stennett. Stennett fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Stennett. Cedeno moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Watson moves to second. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Watson. The throw from Sanguilan and he is out, Hebner applying the tag. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sanguilan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Frank Tavares. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Robinson pinch hits for Bruce Giesen. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Pirates 1. The Astros will come to bat. Mario Mendoza now playing shortstop. Bob Moose now pitching. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milbourne is hit by the pitch. Rader moves to second. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 1 in the game. Dierker bunts towards the mound. Moose fields it and throws to first for the out. Rader moves to third. Milbourne moves to second. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rader scores. Milbourne moves to third. It's 5-1, Astros. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stennett hits a fly ball into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hebner hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Pirates 1. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cedeno hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Watson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cedeno moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cedeno moves to third. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sanguilan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rader is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.